We will experience two participatory rituals this morning. The first will be the burning bowl of release. For that, you will use the white pieces of paper that I'm hoping you picked up on your way in. If you did not, please raise your hand and one of the ushers will bring you one. Ushers, are you willing to do that? And Jackie, thank you. This is special rice paper that will burn cleanly and evenly and fairly quickly. We'll begin each ritual with a poem. I'll invite you into the ritual with just a bit of explanation and invitation. Then you will go into your own personal time of reflection and writing or drawing. We have another hand here in the middle, Sunny, and one up here in the front. And then you'll come forward and in the first case, release and burn. In our second ritual, you'll be using the more colorful paper and we'll come forward and create a collage together. There's one more person who needs some white paper. If we're out of white paper, just let me know and we are out of white paper. We're going to tear one in half and that's going to be our quick solution. I love this creative expression. There's someone in the middle who was raising their hand. Do you have your paper now? Yes? Okay, so we're good. So I'm going to invite Diane to begin with the poem. The poems for our ritual of release, the burning bowl, are from Hafiz, who is a mystical Sufi poet who wrote hundreds of years ago. And children are welcome to participate. You can write, you can draw, whatever you wish. And I'll come back with a little more explanation of the ritual after we hear the poem.
Now is the time. Now is the time to know that all that you do is sacred. Now, why not consider a lasting truce with yourself and God? Now is the time to understand that all your ideas of right and wrong were just a child's training wheels to be laid aside. When you finally live with veracity and love. Hafiz is a divine envoy whom the beloved has written a holy message upon. My dear, please tell me, why do you still throw sticks at your heart and God? What is it in that sweet voice inside that incites you to fear? Now is the time for the world to know that every thought and action is sacred. This is the time for you to compute the impossibility that there is anything but grace. Now is the season to know that everything you do is sacred.
And remembering that everything you do is sacred and that everything is part of your journey, I invite you to reflect on this past year and notice what it is that you might want to release, what it is that you might have had enough of, what might no longer serve you. And remembering that, as Diane shared so beautifully in her writing, this is not wishful thinking, wishing away what is, but it's reflecting on what is possible to change, what is possible to release, what patterns might you want to let go of, what habits really aren't meeting your deepest needs and might be covering them up and preventing you from meeting them. So I invite you now to capture that in whatever way you wish, writing on your white papers, drawing on your white papers. It does not have to be legible. It does not have to be complete sentences. It can be anything as long as you're putting that intention of release into the paper. So you'll be writing during some music, and whenever you feel ready, you'll come forward. I will be lighting the fire of release here. We have fire extinguishers. We have buckets of water. All will be well. And so whenever you feel ready, I invite you to come forward and release what you've written on your paper. You're welcome to stay here and watch it burn. You're welcome to go back to your seat. At some point, I will ring the gong to let you know that if you have not yet come forward, this would be the time to complete and come forward. I invite us into the space of reflection and release. This is a sacred fire that is releasing patterns that might have once served us but no longer do, patterns that may have never served us but made sense in the moment. We bless them. We are grateful for lessons learned, experiences that have shaped us. And with these ashes and these flames and this smoke, we release them and let them lift from our lives and free us for something new. As I douse this flame, I invite you to release one final time. Whoa. That's some release. Is that smoke or steam?
Smoke.
Can you do that again?
It's a fog machine. Cool.
Yes. We have alerted the fire department about what we're doing, so they will not be coming. So with this visible, with this laughter, we release. And I share with you one more poem from the Mystic Hafiz. You have not danced so badly, my dear. Try to hold hands with the beautiful one. Hafiz uses very romantic language to talk about the divine. You have waltzed with great style, my sweet, crushed angel, to have ever neared God's heart at all. Our partner is notoriously difficult to follow, and even God's best musicians are not always easy to hear. So what if the music has stopped for a while? So what if the price of admission to the divine is out of reach tonight? So what, my dear, if you do not have the ante to gamble for real love? The mind and body are famous for holding the heart ransom. But Hafiz knows the beloved's eternal habits. Have patience, for the beloved will not be able to resist your longing for long. You have not danced so badly, my dear, trying to kiss the beautiful one. You have actually waltzed with tremendous style. Oh, my sweet, crushed angel. And we are now moving into the Phoenix Rising, and we are creating visions of the next year. And here's where you will use your colored pieces of paper. You might notice that they are the colors of fire, of flame. And we will then come, and I invite you to place them so that we'll create a visual of all of our visions. We have this side and the other side. If we fill up this front side, we'll have a stapler, a few push pins, some tape. You may choose how you want to put yours, where you want to put it, up here. And I invite you to welcome in what is waiting for you in this new year. So I invite you now to reflect on what it is that you want to bring to yourself this new year, what it is that you want to embody, a quality, a characteristic that would serve you. And this is not disconnected from what we did before. This is not the opposite of what you released. This, of course, builds on that. As the phoenix emerged from the flames and then preserved the ashes that came before. This is interwoven, interrelated with all that has come before. What is unfolding in your life now? What quality are you ready to embrace even more deeply than you have before? What vision, what goal, what dream is possible in this new year? I invite you to write a phrase, draw a picture, whatever evokes it for you, and as you wish, if you're comfortable, to then come forward and place it in this community chalice as we create the beacon of our vision for the next year. I invite you to reflect, write, and come forward when you feel ready. Thank you. So here before us, we have our individual visions as they blend into a community vision, and I love that we fit them all on the same side abundantly. I will read just a few things that jump out at me. Compassion, forgiveness, and love for myself. Graceful purpose and peace. Unconditional family love. Patience, healing. Be here now. Collaboration, connection. Love, inspiration, clarity. Attention, loving kindness. Money and ease, friends and family. Help as needed. Forgive, let go of old hurts. Amor e joie. Strength of hope, adventure, and friendship. May all of these and more come to each of us in abundance and to this community. May we support each other in making this vision, these dreams, real. And so we have come together today to release that which no longer serves us, to acknowledge and respect it, and at the same time to realize that some of that impedes where we are headed, where we are going, where the rivers of our lives are taking us. And so we have spent time remembering what has been and envisioning what is to come, so that we move into this new year with a sense of renewal, a sense of openness, and a sense of intentionality about where we are headed, where we are going, how we want to be as we move into this new year. And my hope is that we as a community recognize these visions in each other, support each other in achieving them, and hold each other accountable, remembering that this is who we want to be, how we want to be, and that it is possible, particularly because we are not alone.